Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. As we've been hearing today, the Justice Department has named former FBI Director Robert Mueller as a special counsel to investigate ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. Even before the announcement, all three members of Vermont's congressional delegation said events in Washington this week highlighted the need for an independent investigation into the issue. As VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, Vermont's two senators say Mueller's appointment is an important first step.
For the past few weeks, Senators Patrick Leahy and Bernie Sanders and Congressman Peter Welch have all called for an independent investigation into reports that Russia tried to influence the outcome of the 2016 presidential election. There is also a charge that some members of the Trump campaign colluded with Russian officials. But several things have happened this week that the delegation says makes an independent commission or special prosecutor more important than ever. First, it was disclosed that President Trump shared classified intelligence information with Russian officials last week about terrorist activities in the Middle East. Then, a memo written by fired FBI Director James Comey was disclosed. Officials told the New York Times that Comey wrote that the president asked him not to pursue an investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's ties with Russian officials. Late Wednesday, Senator Leahy applauded the appointment of special counsel Robert Mueller. In a statement, Leahy said, quote, "This is important and urgent work."
I have never felt so strongly about something in all the years I've been in the Senate. I've never seen something that has worried me as much in all those years in the Senate. And if we don't stand up together, Republicans and Democrats, future generations are going to say, where were you? Where were you?
There is also the question of whether or not the Trump administration tapes conversations in the Oval Office. The president himself raised this issue in a tweet about Comey. Since then, the White House has refused to confirm or deny if the tapes exist. Leahy says it's a question that needs to be answered.
If there are tapes, I would hope they'd be turned over voluntarily. Otherwise, they should be subpoenaed in the same way that President Nixon's tapes were subpoenaed.
Leahy says it is imperative to find out the full scope of Russian activity as soon as possible.
If they think they can get away with it this time, they're going to be back at everything from congressional and gubernatorial races to the next presidential race. We have to stop it today, now, once and for all, for the sake of our own safety in our country and the sake of our allies.
Representative Welch says an independent commission is needed to help restore public confidence in the country's political system.
The American people are entitled to have confidence that the rule of law is sacrosanct. And there's doubts being raised about that by the conduct that we've seen on display here.
And Welch says Trump could be impeached if it can be proven that the president personally tried to impede investigations looking at ties between the Trump campaign and Russia.
Obstruction of justice is a crime. And if there is obstruction of justice, that definitely is an impeachable offense. The president has the responsibility to enforce the law, not suppress investigations into the breaking of the law.
Senator Bernie Sanders said in a written statement that, quote, "The appointment of a special counsel to oversee the Russia investigation is a positive step. I am hopeful that he will get us to the bottom of the Trump campaign's ties to Russia, including any role the president may have played." For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.